The following exercises are about increasing your awareness of the present moment, what's happening right here, right now, instead of doing what we get caught up in so much of the time, which is thinking about what has already happened in the past, or worrying about what we think might happen in the future. And you might have already discovered for yourself that when we get caught up with negative thoughts about the past or future, we can tend to make ourselves really stressed out. Being able to connect with the present moment, what is happening right here, right now, can help us to relate differently to thoughts about past and future events. Sometimes when we get caught up in our thoughts, we take them literally, like they're the truth. And what we're trying to do in this exercise is to see thoughts for what they are, just a group of words which may or may not be true, which may or may not be helpful. So we're noticing thoughts rather than being caught up in them, looking at thoughts rather than from them, and seeing thoughts as what they are, not as what they seem to be. Try each of these exercises for yourself and be open to how they might fit for you in your life. Each of us is different, and some of the things that work for one person may not work for another. Usually people find that one or two of these exercises really resonate for them, and with a bit of practice, they're able to use them in daily life to gain some distance from troubling thoughts. The first exercise is about letting thoughts come and go without getting caught up in them. Find a comfortable position to sit in, one that allows you to be both relaxed and alert, preferably with your spine straight but not rigid, your head balanced and shoulders relaxed. And gently close your eyes if this is comfortable, or just lower your gaze if you prefer. And just spend a moment reminding yourself of your motivation for doing this practice. Setting your intention to, as best you can, follow the instructions given. And remind yourself of the foundational attitudes of practice: patience, non-judging, and kindness towards yourself. Start by taking 3 conscious breaths. No need to change your breath. Doesn't need to be deep or long. Just be aware of the fact that you are breathing. Feel the breath as it enters and leaves your body. Feeling it at the nostrils, chest, abdomen. And as you breathe, imagine that you are lying on a lawn of soft, fresh green grass, looking up at a blue sky. Can you see the sky? Feel the blanket of soft grass beneath you? And now imagine that there is a gentle breeze blowing, and that it is slowly and gently blowing a procession of clouds through the sky, and that they're floating past you, one after the other, steadily floating past. And now, if a thought drifts into your mind, imagine yourself placing it gently onto the surface of the cloud as it floats by, and allow it to drift past. If your thought happens to take the form of a picture, then place that picture on the surface of a cloud and watch it float on past. If your thought is made up of words, then see those words written on the surface of a cloud and let it float on past. Just noticing as it floats past you in the sky. That is all you need to do for this exercise. No matter what the thought, whether it's a thought like, I can't do this, or this is a silly exercise, or I'm worried about that exam coming up, just take that thought and place it on a cloud and let it drift on by. Try this for a few moments. If no thoughts or images are appearing, then just allow the clouds to keep floating by, one after the other. And if any kind of thought does pop up, just gently place it on a cloud and let it float on by. Your mind will probably chime in from time to time with a comment about what's happening or some other thought, and that's completely expected. The mind is just doing what it knows best, and it will happen time and time again. Each time this happens, simply notice the thought that's taken your attention, and then, like you did before, place it on a cloud that's floating by and carry on with the exercise. Time after time, a thought will grab your attention, and then you might notice that you've lost track of the exercise. This is completely expected. The moment you realize that your attention has wandered off with a thought, just notice that this has happened, and take that thought and place it on a cloud, and carry on from where you left off. And now let's try something a bit different. The second exercise is to simply notice that you're having a thought and to name it. We don't often stop to reflect on our thoughts or even that we're having them. By noticing thoughts and naming them, we start to see them for what they are, a group of words which may or may not be true and may or may not be helpful. Just try this exercise and see what perspective it may offer on thoughts that cause you distress or worry. To begin with, first bring to mind an upsetting thought. Most of us carry some kind of negative story about ourselves that takes the form, I am, you fill in the blank. It might be a story like, I'm not smart enough to be at university, or I'll never make anything out of my life, or I'm a bad mother or brother or partner, etc. And we tend to play these thoughts over and over again to ourselves, and they upset us every time we think of them. If you're able to, and if it feels okay to do so, try to bring that thought to mind, and just hold it there for a moment. And try to focus on it and feel it as much as you can. Just notice how this affects you. And now take that thought, and in front of it, insert the phrase, I'm having the thought that. So, for example, you might say, I'm having the thought that I'm not smart enough to be at university. Or you might say, I'm having the thought that I'll never make anything out of my life. Whatever your own personal story is. Try this for yourself and just notice what happens. You can use this technique with any difficult thought that comes up. Anytime you notice yourself getting caught up with a negative thought, just say to yourself, I'm having the thought that, and insert whichever thought is most giving you trouble at the time. For some people, this technique helps them to step back a bit from thoughts and to remember that thoughts are just words, they're not necessarily the truth. And so we don't necessarily need to take them literally, as they may or may not be important in our lives. What is more important is whether a thought is helpful. What we need to ask ourselves is, does this thought help me to take action to create the life that I want? The third exercise involves putting a negative thought to the test by asking a number of questions about it. To start with, take a few moments to bring to mind a thought that is particularly troublesome for you at the moment. And like the last exercise, it might be something like, I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart enough to make it at university, or something of that nature, whatever thought tends to bother you the most. Spend a few moments mulling over this thought and just notice how you're feeling. And now ask yourself the following questions about this thought. Is this thought in any way useful or helpful to me? Have I heard this thought before? And what happened in the past when I bought into or believed this thought outright? Do I just want more of the same? Does this thought help me to connect with the things that matter most in the world to me, the things that I really value? Is this thought going to help me to be the kind of person I want to be, to live the kind of life I want to be living? Asking yourselves these kinds of questions about other troubling and negative thoughts can help you to step back from thoughts rather than getting caught up with them, and to remember that thoughts are just words, and they may or may not be true, they may or may not be important. We don't have to obey them, and we don't have to believe them. What is more important is how helpful they are to us, and whether they can help us to live the kind of life that we want to be living.